وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. This is the class from the كتاب بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله. كتاب الصيام, the book of صيام, fasting, the book of fasting. حديث نمبر 572. وعن أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: إن كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليدخل علي رأسه وهو في المسجد فأرجله، وكان لا يدخل البيت إلا لحاجة إذا كان معتكفا. متفق عليه، واللفظ للبخاري. وعنها قالت: إن كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليدخل علي رأسه وهو في المسجد فأرجله، وكان لا يدخل البيت إلا لحاجة إذا كان معتكفا. Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would put his head in my room while he was in the masjid. And I would then calm it. And he would never enter the house except for a need. If he was in i'tikaf, seclusion. Agree upon the wording is Al-Bukhari's. In this hadith, that i'tikaf should be is in the masjid. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was making i'tikaf in the masjid, wa huwa fil masjid. And also that the person who making i'tikaf in the masjid shouldn't go from the masjid except illa li haja, except when there is a need. There's a need. He wants to use the bathroom, for instance. Something he's in need. Otherwise, he remain in the masjid. إِذَا كَانَ مُعْتَكِفًا, when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was in a state of i'tikaf. Also, that the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, used to come the Prophet's hair while she was in her house and Prophet ﷺ was in the masjid, because the house of the Prophet ﷺ was connected to the masjid. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give his head from the window, for instance. She used to come from there. وعنها 573 وعنها قالت: السنة على المعتكف ألا يعود مريضا ولا يشهد جنازة ولا يمس امرأة ولا يباشرها ولا يخرج لحاجة إلا لما لا بد له منه، ولا اعتكاف إلا بصوم، ولا اعتكاف إلا في مسجد جامع. رواه أبو داود: ولا بأس بالرجال إلا أن الراجح وقف آخره. Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the sunnah for one who is observing i'tikaf, the one who is observing i'tikaf, seclusion in a masjid for worship, is not to visit a sick person, nor attend a funeral, nor touch, nor fondle a woman, means one's wife, nor go out for any need except for that which is an absolute necessity. There is no i'tikaf without fasting, and no i'tikaf except in congregational masjid, reported by Abu Dawood, and it is narrated are acceptable, except that the strongest opinion is that the end of it, meaning the last sentence, is mawquf, saying of the companion here is Aisha radiallahu anha. So in this narration from Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, that the one who is in i'tikaf shouldn't visit a sick person, shouldn't follow the janazah, the funeral, shouldn't touch a woman, his wife, or fondle her, and he shouldn't leave the masjid except that which is necessary. And fasting, the mu'takif, and no i'tikaf except while the person is in a state of fasting, no i'tikaf except in a masjid of jami. In this narration, the authentic part is the person doesn't go except in a state of necessity, the mu'takif. So he doesn't follow janazah, he doesn't visit sick person. As for the condition to fast when you make an itikaf, it's not authentic. The masjid, the mu'takif should be in a masjid. Jami', this is the opinion of the people of Nile, all of them, that the itikaf should be the masjid of Jami'. The masjid that the Jum'ah prayer is performed. So the mu'takif will not need to go out. That's the opinion of many scholars. رواه أبو داود ولا بأس برجاله. Ibn Hajar said so. So the mu'takif, he can fast, is better, but it's not a condition to make i'tikaf to fast, and it should be in a masjid. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس على المعتكف صيام إلا أن يجعله على نفسه. رواه الدارقطني والحاكم والراجح وقفه أيضا. 574 narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, fasting is not incumbent on one engaged in i'tikafs unless he imposes it on himself. Unless he imposes it on himself. Reported by Ad-Darqutni and Al-Hakim, the strongest opinion is that this is also mawquf, saying of a companion here, Ibn Abbas. So this is the opposite of the first narration. None of these narrations is authentic as hadith. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say so. So it's not a condition to fast to make i'tikaf. Also, so you can make i'tikaf without fasting. وعن ابن عمر 575 وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجالا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أروا ليلة القدر في المنام في السبع الأواخر فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرى رؤياكم قد تواطأت في السبع الأواخر فمن كان متحريها فليتحرها في السبع الأواخر. متفق عليه. نادى ابن عمر may Allah be pleased with him. Some of the Prophet's companions saw in their dreams that Laylatul Qadr was among the last seven nights, means of Ramadan. Hence, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I see that your dreams agree regarding the last seven nights. Therefore, whoever is to seek it should do that during the last seven nights. Agree upon. In this hadith, that the companion, a group of companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had a dream, and they all saw that the night of Qadr is in the last seven nights of Ramadan. And they narrated that to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I see that your dreams agree. You saw the same thing. Even though you're different people, you saw the same thing in a dream. Means that therefore it's considered. So seek. I see that your dreams agree regarding the last seven nights. Therefore, whoever is to seek it, means night of Qadr, should do that during the last seven nights. This hadith shows that the night of Qadr is in last 7 nights of the month of Ramadan, not the last 10. وعن معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في ليلة القدر ليلة 27 رواه أبو داود والراجح وقفه. نار معاوية بن أبي سفيان may Allah be pleased with him. With regard to ليلة القدر, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said it is the 27th night. It is the 27th night. Reported by Abu Dawood. The strongest opinion is that it is mawquf, meaning saying of a companion here, he is Muawiyah. So in this narration, the Shaykh said, وَقَدْ اخْتُلِفَ فِي تَعْيِينِ عَلَى 40 قَوْلًا أَوْرَدْتُهَا فِي فَتْحِ الْبَارِ. 40 different sayings were mentioned regarding the exact night of Qadr. And I mentioned them in Fath al-Bari, explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari by Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar. So in this hadith from Muawiyah that the Prophet ﷺ said night of Qadr is the night of 27th. The Shaykh said this is not the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, is the saying of the Sahabi. Then the Imam Hafidh mentioned the people of knowledge differ what night is the night of Qadr with this hadith and many other hadiths. He said they differ how many opinion? Ala 40 qawlan, 40 opinion. 40 opinion. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way to 40. What night is the night of Qadr? Awradtuha fi Fath al-Bari. The Shaykh said that he mentioned them in Fath al-Bari. Fath al-Bari is the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari. Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, are very noble books. Very noble books. Allah gave him that. And the best of them is Fath al-Bari. Sharh Sahih al-Bukhari. He explains Sahih al-Bukhari. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. You see the barakah, blessings in that book if you read it. Allahu Akbar. Naam, book, wallahi, tash'ur. You feel there is barakah in that book. Rahimahullah. Also, he's the author of this book, Bulughul Maram. And many other books. He was great alim. Qadi, he was a judge, Egyptian judge. Qadi kabir, wa muhadithun azim. Alim jaleel. Rahimahullah. So he said, he mentioned in that book that there are 40 opinions on what night is the night of Qadr. Inshallah ta'ala, the night of Qadr is in the last 10th of the month of Ramadan. And most likely, the odd nights. And that night, it transfers from night to a night in different years. So in a year, it is 21st. Another year, 23rd. Another year, 27th. Another year, 25th. And the like. This is the only way that all the hadith relate to that can be collectively acted according to it. Otherwise, you're going to dismiss some of the authentic hadith of Prophet ﷺ. Some of the hadith says it is 21st. Some of it 27th. The mature scholars, they say it's 27th. Mature scholars, they say 27th. But as Ibn Hajar said himself, rahimahullah, when he mentioned this opinion, different opinion, and each scholar would they use as a proof, he ended up the conclusion that it's in the last 10 and it's not always every year in a specific night. Rather, it is from night to another night to another night. So one year it may be 21st. Another year it may be 27th. Next year it may be 25th and the like. Even there is hadith. The people of knowledge, they understand that the night, the last tenth of the night should be counted from backward. From backward. Na'am, And in that way, all of the last 10 nights, there is possibility to be even nights. In that way. So, the only way you can make sure you get that night of Qadr is to try your best all last 10 nights. Don't neglect one night of it. It may be the first night, 21st. And it would be, if the month ends with 30, it may be 30. How it can be 30? Because that 30 is 20 what? It's 21st. If you count it backward. You confused? Don't get confused. The authentic hadith shows so. Some ulama, they said, like Ibn Taymiyyah, this hadith shows that the even nights is counting from backward. So if the month ends with 30, that 30 is actually the first night. It's 21st. And you go back all the way. So the hikmah, the wisdom is to try your best and to expect that it can be any night of the last 10. Make a consideration for that. And that is, alhamdulillah, rahmah min Allah. Mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if it would have been only one night, no doubt. Most of people will only try that night. The rest you don't see them. Allah is so generous, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He hide it. So you try all 10 nights. And if you try all 10 nights instead of only one night, na'am, you get the night of Qadr, and also you get how many nights in Ramadan you are worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal, than only worshiping Allah only one night. So this is the hikmah. Actually, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he approaches Sahaba to tell them. He come out to tell them what night is. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beginning he didn't know it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beginning he didn't know what, where's the night of Qadr from the last 10th of, from the nights of Ramadan. So he make i'tikaf in the first 10 nights. Then another time, still looking for it, he make i'tikaf on the middle 10 nights. And then another time, he make i'tikaf on the last 10 nights. Then after that, he alayhi salam was making itikaf only last 10 nights. And he mentioned those hadiths to look for it the last 10 nights. He sallallahu alayhi salam, how much he loved khair. He was trying first 10 nights, then second 10 nights, middle 10, and then the last. So, and one night he alayhi salam come to know one time what night is it specifically. And he come out from his house. He come to the masjid to tell his sahaba. But they started Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim asking. Or no, they were two companions, they were arguing. They have something to argue with. Because of that argument, person he forgot. So the argument take the knowledge away. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that he come out to tell them. But because of that, Nusitu, he alayhi salam was made to forget. And he said, maybe it's good for you. Sallallahu alayhi salam. And that is what was good for the ummah, alhamdulillah, ala ni'amih. That night is that great night. How many nights is it equal? That night is better than how many nights? Yes, khayru min alfi shahar. Better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months, the act of worship you do, and the act of worship you do that night, the one you do that night is better with Allah. How many years is it? 1,000 months. 83 years and 4 months. 83 years and 4 months. Think about if there would have been a company, Ali Yemeni, they would have been a company who announce there is one night in the year you work for them, and they give you the salary of AD 3 years and 4 months. Just at that night, then go back to Yemen. Would you do that? Yes. Yes, you would do that. Everybody would do that who is able. Unless you are in a jail or in a hospital or something like that, even from Africa you would have come. Yes, to work that night. Allahu Akbar. 83 years, 83 years and 4 months. Even that Allah al-Karim subhanahu, he didn't say it's equal to 1,000 months. What Allah said? Khayrun, it's better. It's better. In authentic hadith, man qama laylatal qadri imana wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddam min dhanbi. The one who pray the night of Qadr, imana wa ihtisaban, his past sin is forgiven. Is a blessed night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. Allah said, we send down the Quran a night of a blessed night. Some of the Sufia, they said, like Bajuri, Ibrahim al-Bajuri, when he was in his making sharh on this book of the Shafi'iyya, Mughni al-Muhtaj, or غيره, he said, he was talking about celebration of the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, the night the night the Prophet ﷺ born is better than night of Qadr. How he used? Because he said, night of Qadr is for the people. And the night the Prophet ﷺ born is for him. And Prophet ﷺ is better than all the people, so his night is better than the nights of the people. Qiyas ajib. Naam, that's what he said. So this analogy. Is the night of Qadr only for the people or also for the Prophet ﷺ? For the Prophet ﷺ. That's what he's looking for, alayhi salatu wasalam. So they say to celebrate for the birth of the Prophet is better than night of Qadr. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hadith 577 عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قلت يا رسول الله أرأيت إن علمت أي ليلة ليلة القدر ما أقول فيها؟ قال قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. رواه الخمسة غير أبي داود وصححه الترمذي والحاكم. رواه الخمسة غير أبي داود أو غير أبي داود منصوب أم مرفوع يا نور الدين؟ نعم ماذا؟ الرفع. لماذا رفعتها؟ أنت تحب الرفع. نعم تحب الرفع. رفعك الله إلى الأعلى. أطلب العلم بالعلم يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. طيب لماذا رفعتها؟ طيب استثناء تام مثبت تام مثبت أم منفي؟ مثبت تام مثبت. ما حكمه؟ أيوة على الاستثناء. طيب you almost said you almost. نعم يجوز الوجهان. لماذا يجوز الوجهان؟ طيب مثبت تام. طيب you both really very close, both of you. نعم. Someone else. هذا هنا يجب النصب. أحسنت. This is يجب النصب. الآن عرفته. أيوة أحسنت صحيح. إذا عرفت يعني هناك من الناس ما لم يعرف بعده, عندك خلفية جيدة. صحيح صحيح. هذا كما ذكرتم وهذا تام مثبت, والتام المثبت يجب النصب, يجب النصب. رواه الخمسة غير جاء طلاب إلا زيدا أو زيد. جاء طلاب زيدا هو نفس الشيء. رواه الخمسة غير. نعم. الذي يجوز الوجهان فيه الوجهان هو التام المنفي. ما رواه الخمسة غير أبي داود غير أبي داود. أي نعم. على كل حال رواه الخمسة غير أبي داود وصححه الترمذي والحاكم. If you want to understand that مسألة well, go back to باب الاستثناء في النحو. طيب narrated Aisha أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها. She said, I said, oh Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell me if I know which night is ليلة القدر, what should I say in it? Means what supplication should I say in it? He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, say, oh Allah, you are forgiving and love forgiveness, so forgive me. Allahumma innaka afoon. Allahumma means ya Allah, oh Allah, innaka afoon, you are forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa and love forgiveness. Fa'fu anni, so forgive me. Reported by Al-Khamsa except Abu Dawood, Al-Tirmidhi Al-Hakim, authenticated. So this is the best dua in the night of Qadr. You ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to forgive you. And you make tawassul bismillah bismillah bismi min asma'illah wa huwa al-afu wa sifah min sifatillah wa huwa hubbu ta'ala lil-afu. You ask Allah through his names. You say, oh Allah, innaka afoon. You are afu. You are forgiven. تحب العفو. الله أكبر. Allah loves to forgive. Allah loves سبحانه وتعالى to forgive. Not to hold a person to account to what he did, but to forgive. Allah loves that. Allah loves that سبحانه وتعالى. So you ask, فعفو عني. Therefore, oh Allah, because you are عفو, you are forgiven. تحب العفو and you love the forgiving. Oh Allah, forgive me. This is التوسل. ماذا بأسماء الله وصفاته العلى. ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. Allah has beautiful name. Ask Allah through to it. Ask Allah by it. ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. Now you find some people mention other names. One time I sit next to the Sufi, he mentioned other names. I heard Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani name, he mentioned it. And he mentioned Fulan Sheikh Awais Fulan. He count other names when he is asking Allah. They say this tawassul. Where you brought this? Subhanallah. Allah said, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has asma, names, al-husna, complete, imperfection. Allah has the best names. فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. So ask Allah by it. Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام, since he used to obey Allah, he used to act according to that. So he asked Allah by Allah's names. But those people live years, they ask Allah by man's names. نعوذ بالله من الجهل والله نعوذ بالله من الجهل. So this dua, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you this great opportunity to be in the night of Qadr, remember this dua. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. اليوم ما لايس الأخي say Allahumma tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. أحسنت بارك الله فيك. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو عفو عنه. Do you want not to forget it? apply it, act according to it. Anyone who wants to have to keep the ilm remembering, the hadith remembering, act according to it, apply it. You will not forget, inshallah. But if you don't act according to it, most likely you forget. Next hadith, last hadith in this chapter, 578, وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد المسجد الحرام ومسجد هذا والمسجد الأقصى متفق عليه. نال أبو سعيد الخدري الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said do not set out on a journey except to three masjids. Do not set out on a journey except to three masjids. Masjid al-Haram means the one at Mecca. My masjid, Prophet ﷺ said, means at Al-Medina. And Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, Masjid of Jerusalem. Agree upon. In this hadith, Prophet ﷺ forbade to set a journey, to set out on a journey, to travel to a place because of its virtue, because of the virtue of ibadah in that place. Because the ibadah having superiority in that specific place. Don't travel to any place except those three places. The Masjid al-Haram and the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then Masjid al-Aqsa. Why? Why? What's specific to those three masajids? Why do you have to travel to those three masajids to worship Allah in that place? Not in anywhere else, not in Stone Mountain, not in New York. Why? Because one salah you pray in Masjid al-Haram, how many salah is it equal to? Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. 10,000 or 100,000? 100,000. Allahu Akbar. How about Prophet's Masjid? 1,000. Means comparing to the other masajids. How about Masjid al-Aqsa? 500. Because of this virtue, you travel to pray there in Salah. You travel to Medina to the Prophet's Masjid because there's Rawda min Riyad al-Jannah. Rawda min Riyad al-Jannah, one of the gardens of Jannah, is there. You travel to Mecca because there is a black stone there. There is Tawaf there. There is Maqam Ibrahim there. There is Safa wal Marwa for the Mu'tamir wal Hajj there. So you go those three places because of the virtue of those three places. No other place. Not to any other masjid. You don't travel. If you are in Medina, in your Prophet's Masjid, can you go to Masjid Quba, the first masjid of Al-Islam? Yes, it's sunnah to go there. What day? Saturday. To go there, Saturday is sunnah. Prophet used to go Saturday on Masjid Quba from his masjid. But how about this hadith? Three masajids. And Masjid Quba is not mentioned. How do you understand? Yes, this includes the Medina. No, it's not included. The Masjid Medina is Masjid the Prophet's Masjid. Yes, you mean if you are in the Prophet's Masjid, you are not traveling to Masjid Quba. Masjid Quba is not that far. Yes, you make ziyarah from there. That's not traveling. But you don't travel because there is a speciality in Masjid Quba from here in Stone Mountain. You don't do that. You are not allowed. If you go to the Prophet's Masjid, do you visit Prophet's grave, alayhi salatu wasalam? Yes. You are recommended, highly recommended to visit the graves, زور القبور. How was the grave of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام? The grave of Prophet, grave of Abu Bakr, the grave of Umar رضي الله عنهما. So, when you there, visit. But can you travel from here to the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? لا, you are not allowed. Because of this hadith. Because of this hadith. How the Prophet's grave is not in the masjid too? Is not in the masjid? This hadith itself is not proof to visit, to travel to the Prophet's grave? Na'am ya Abu Damir? No. Because Prophet's grave, is it in the masjid? No, it's not in the masjid. Prophet Muhammad's grave is in his house, especially the room of Aisha radiallahu anha. And that was not the masjid. Here she says, radiallahu anha, the hadith we passed, Prophet was making i'tikaf, he was in the masjid and she was combing his hair. That means she was not in the masjid. She was in her house, in her room. So Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, he died on the room of his wife Aisha, his own house, in the middle of his house. He died there and he was buried there. So he is not in the masjid. If after that, some of the Muslims, they larger the masjid from backside. So the grave, the masjid is from front, from right side, from backside. As for left side, it's empty. No masjid is there from the grave of Prophet ﷺ. No left side. Is that, am I right? Yes. The grave is only in front of the masjid is in front of the grave, the right side and the back side. At the time of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, the masjid was only in the right side. Only in the right side of Prophet's house. Not front, not back. Only on the right side. The Rawda is only the right side. Right side, next, right side. So then later on, the time of the Sahaba, Uthman radiallahu anhu, they make front. They add about three lines to the front, but not to the left, and they larger to the right side. Then after time, they enlarge to the back side. Al-Muhim. So you travel to the Prophet's, to the Masjid al-Haram, Prophet's Masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa. Then when you are there, wherever it's legislated to visit, of graves, of Masjid al-Quba, and any other place, you visit it. But you don't travel to a place other than now, Ahlul Bid'ah, Sufiya, Shia, others, they travel in America to Karbala, Iraq. They travel to a graves. There are some sheikhs, Sufi sheikhs, every year once at least, people have to gather in his grave. And that sheikh's grave is in the countryside usually. Sometimes in countryside, in Badia. And sometimes in the city, but people have to run from all over the country, traveling nights to the grave of the sheikh. Like, it's not allowed. Like Jews, why are you going to travel to the grave of the sheikh? Visit the grave if it's around you. Otherwise, don't travel to the grave. This is the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. When Shaykh al-Islam and other ulama said this, some people, they twisted. They say, oh, they're refusing to visit the graves. They don't allow Wahhabiyya to visit the graves. No, no, no. Ahlul Sunnah, they allow to visit the grave. This is the Sunnah of the Messenger. So visit the grave, but don't travel to it. If you are on your way, as Prophet ﷺ did, he was traveling, and on his way was the grave of his mother, Amina. Prophet ﷺ, he visited her, he turned to and he visited her. But he didn't travel to the grave. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى 3 مساجد: المسجد الحرام ومسجد هذا والمسجد الأقصى. Do not set out or a journey is not set out except to 3 masjids. المسجد الحرام may masjid Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said and المسجد الأقصى. Which of these masajid is built first? Yes. Which masjid was built first? Masjid al-Haram. Kaaba. Kaaba. Then, which makes next? Masjid al-Aqsa. And the last one, Prophet's Masjid, alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala al-Imam, al-Mu'allif, al-Hafiz, rahimahullah, kitab al-Hajj. This is the book of Hajj. The book of pilgrimage. Babu fadlihi wa bayanu man furida alayhi. It is merit, means the Hajj, it is merit, and the definition of those upon whom it was prescribed. The merit, the superiority of Hajj, performing Hajj, and who the Hajj is mandatory on. There's 3 ways to make Hajj. 3 ways to make Hajj. You choose each way, any way of those 3 categories of how to perform Hajj is sufficient. But which one is more superiority, the pure of knowledge they differ. What are the names of this Hajj? Hajju. Hajju al-Ifrad. That's when you make only Hajj. You intend to make only Hajj, no Umrah. And the Umrah is due on you. Because Umrah also is mandatory. So you only make Hajj. You intend to make Hajj and you finish it. That's called Hajj Ifrad, Fard one. The other one, Hajj Tamattu. Let us make next Hajj Qiran. Hajj Qiran is when you make both Hajj and Umrah, but you do only what you are doing the Hajj. No difference. Only 2 differences. The intention and slaughtering an animal. You confused? Naam? نحن ما وصلنا تمتع بعده. كالإفراد. كالإفراد. قلنا قارنا بين الإفراد والقران. فقالنا المقارن يفعل مثل ما يفعله المفرد إلا أنه ينوي القران ويذبح فقط. So you make Hajj and Umrah, you make the Umrah go inside the Hajj. So you only do the actions of Hajj, but you intend both Hajj and Umrah, and since you didn't travel, you didn't make ihram for the Umrah from the miqat, you slaughter animal. So you do the actions of the one who was making Hajj. Nothing more. Except intention of intending Hajj and Umrah together and slaughter animal. And the third one is what? At-tamattu', which means your first intend to make only Umrah. You complete the Umrah. You reach Mecca. You finish. You become halal, normal person. Get back to your clothes. No more ihram. And then when the day of Hajj starts, you intend Hajj. And you do what Hajj is doing it. Naam. And no slaughtering. No slaughtering. Because why not slaughter? No, there is slaughter. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. You slaughter? Yes, you slaughter because you didn't go to the miqat for the Umrah. You make the Umrah from you didn't go miqat for the Hajj. You make the ihram from Mecca itself. The origin is to go to journey, one for Umrah, one for Hajj. So the tamattu' you make the Umrah first, you complete it, then you initiate the Hajj, you complete it, and you slaughter animal. Why? You didn't go to the Miqat for the Hajj. You went to... Naam? You make it from Mecca, but you are from Medina. Why from Mecca? So because of that, it been made easy for you, slaughter animal for the poor of the Mecca. These three ways you perform. If you perform only Ifrat, what do you owe? Umrah. If you perform Quran, what do you owe? Slaughtering. If you make tamattu, what do you owe? Slaughtering. Now, this is the three ways. Which one Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made? Naam, Prophet ﷺ, he made the Qur'an. He made the Qur'an. He Allahumma labbayka hajjan wa umrah. That's what you say. The hajj, you say the intention, unlike the salah and other things. When you intend in hajj and umrah, you say the intention. In hajj, Allahumma labbayka hajjan wa umrah. So Prophet ﷺ, he make Qur'an. But which one he wish? He wished the tamattu. Now the ulama deliver. Which one is a priority? The one Prophet ﷺ, he made it, and the one he wished. Yes, the one he wished. That's one opinion. Some ulama, they say, no, the one he makes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Wallahu alam, tamattu is the strongest. Some of them, they say, the Prophet ﷺ, he wished the tamattu, not because it is virtue, but to destroy the ada jahiliyyah. Jahiliyyah, pre-jahiliyyah, they have that you don't make umrah in the time of hajj, munkar. So Prophet ﷺ, he was eliminating this because this is innovation. That's the reason he wished. Other than that, Quran is the best, some of them, they say. Some they say, no, the Ifrad. Who said this Ifrad? From the Sahaba, Abu Bakr and Umar. Therefore, when Ibn Abbas, he used to say Tamattu. He will use to say, but Abu Bakr and Umar, Ifrad. And he used to say, I'm saying the Messenger of Allah. You say, Abu Bakr and Umar, I fear Allah may throw stones from heaven to you to punish you, something like that. Al-Muhim. So when you listen to every alim and you listen to him and what he present, you may lean into his opinion. When you listen to the other one, you move to that. You go to the third one, you move to. You keep on moving. Because of each one, the way he present. Subhanallah. Ala kulli hal, all, either way, the ulama, they have consensus, is valid. Each one is valid. The issue is only which one is better. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.